I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. And this week, we have much to celebrate. There's just so much to talk about, because today, as I record this, is May the 4th. Do you know the significance of May the 4th? You're going, May the 4th? What's May the 4th? May the 4th be with you, of course. It's Star Wars Day. Yes. I know it's strange, but it is Star Wars Day. And it's also Free Comic Book Day. So go find you a comic book store that is celebrating Free Comic Book Day and get in on the goodness of getting free comic books, dude. And Iron Man 3 is out. I mean, how much can we stand? Dude. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I've seen so many previews. Wow. I'm just saying, it's so awesome. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, indeed. So, let me go over to the website. The website, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv. And I also want to mention that as of just a few mere days ago, we have had the 20th anniversary of the World Wide Web. Think about that. Now, yes, the internet was created back in the 60s. All right, it's been around much longer. But the World Wide Web itself, the graphical pretty images that we see on our screen these days, is only 20 years old. Wow. Now, my son is 20 years old. He will be 21 in August, which is coming up very quickly. And that's very odd to think about if you're me. But at any rate, he debuted just before the World Wide Web. Check that out. That's pretty weird. Anyway. And as I mentioned last time, I've become a big fan of Zevia. I now have here with me today the Zevia Ginger Root Beer version. Yes, and it tastes like root beer. I think I remember I had root beer last time. That's different because there's lots of flavors and I've tried a lot of them. So there you go. I'll try not to drink too much because it, you know, is carbonated and does things to me. Don't want to be belching in the middle of a netcast, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, first item this week, plastic printed guns? Yes. There's been threats of this for a long time. You know, the MakerBot 3D printers that can print objects. Well, people have thought, you know, what if I could print a gun? And if I printed a gun out of plastic, it would be detectable by a metal detector because there'd be no metal in it. So that's bad. And you're right, that is bad. And I've seen several TV shows that incorporated this idea into the plot line where people, you know, created a 3D printed gun, shot someone with it. And it's been in several shows, whatever, but now it actually exists. So I don't know how I feel about that. You know, as I say here, what if you could print a non-metal gun? Well, now you can. Is it scary? Yes. Is it geeky? Yes. So, you know, And there's photos of it available if you click on the link that I have here in the post that I put on the DrBill.tv site. You click on the link, the world's first entirely 3D printed gun, and you can see photos of it. So, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I am all right with the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms, or the right to arm bears. But if you arm bears, that might go badly for hunters, because the bears may take revenge. Yes, well, anyway. But plastic guns that are printed? I don't know. Seems like there's kind of no good reason to do that. You know what I'm saying? Other than sneaking it in places and shooting people. So anyway, or other than just I did it because I wanted to see if it could be done. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I don't think I'd like the idea of using a plastic gun that might explode in your hand anyway. Just saying. Anyway, next item. Turbulence. That's the name of a game engine. In HTML5, I mentioned HTML5 several netcasts back, talking about how Internet Explorer 10 does not support HTML5 from remote cloud-based videoification. And I'm still upset about that. Ah! Particularly since I read recently that that Internet Explorer 10 has been gaining market share. Dude, people, come on. Use Google Chrome. Now, gaining market share meaning they've got this tiny little bump in the market. So they're still not, like, you know, dominant with it yet, but still. So anyway, Turbulence, spelled funny. HTML5 game engine is now open source. I am all for the open source. But that basically means that anybody can take this game engine and write games to it. Yes. So, you can use Turbulence to power 2D and 3D HTML5 games on tablets, smartphones, and in browsers. So expect to see all kinds of new games coming out because of this technology. Dude, pretty cool stuff. And I've got a picture here of a game that was designed with the open-sourced HTML5 gaming design engine. So that's pretty cool. And if you click on the link, you can see more info about it. Yes. So, you notice I'm being slightly cagey here because I happen to know. This week I wasn't surprised. I knew that the Geek Software of the Week drum roll was coming because I knew that was the next item. So there, Fred. There you go. I told you I would know, and it wouldn't be a surprise, and you'd be surprised that it was not a surprise, but anyway. You get the idea. So the Geek Software of the Week this week. Geek Software of the Week this week is the Big Blue Button. I kid you not. That's the name of it. The Big Blue Button. That's kind of like the big blue planet that we are on, seen from space. But that has nothing to do with the Big Blue Button. I don't even know why they call it the Big Blue Button. Maybe it had a big blue button when they first designed it that you start it with. And somebody said, ooh, look, a big blue button. I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty cool. It's for all you edumacators out there. Which we need more edumacators, obviously. For somebody like me to be mispronouncing education. Or educators. Educator. Anyway, edumacator sounds cool to me. But the whole idea is this is an environment, a distance learning environment that gives you the ability to do presentations, use multiple PDFs or office documents, engage with audio you know, so you can actually talk and people hear you and they can talk and you can hear them. It can hook up webcams so that you have an audiovisual presentation of yourself, you know, much like I'm doing here. And others can talk to you through this interface. You can therefore see your students. And you can have chat conversations, you know, off to the side with your students. You can mute and unmute students if they get unruly. And they can mute or unmute themselves if they want to, like, cough or go, you know, play a song on their MP3 player or something. I don't know. And you can record sessions. So that you can have a whole teaching session and then record it and present it later. How cool is that? I'm telling you. Now, we'll say this. I haven't fully tried it yet. I will admit that up front. But it looks really, really cool. I have watched the video demo of how it works. You can install it on Ubuntu server, which is cool. Or you can actually download a virtual appliance, and it's already fully configured and has all the various pieces and parts already put together and works well. How cool is that? So that's, I like that, because you download the appliance, you set it up, you're done. You know what I'm saying? So this, I think, will be a great benefit to people who are wanting to do online class get-togethers and do training. Pretty cool. So there you go. Now, I will say this. Some people will say, you know, Dr. Bill, this is an awful lot like GoToMeeting, which is your sponsor. Well, yes, only in part. GoToMeeting, of course, is designed for online meetings. Matter of fact, let's just talk about GoToMeeting right now. GoToMeeting is an awesome tool, and it's designed for online meetings, and you can show your screen, and you can collaborate. The whole idea is that getting people to make decisions, that can be really hard. Getting them together to make the decisions, that's even harder, okay? So GoToMeeting allows you to get people together virtually on the World Wide Web and be able to collaborate and share information and have a meeting without the time and expense of having to travel and get to a particular location. You can do it at your convenience. You can do it from your desktop. All right, using your webcam or, you know, your desktop computer to connect. And here's the cool thing. The new version of GoToMeeting allows you to start a meeting and run the meeting from an iPad. Now, how cool is that? So you have all kinds of capabilities built into GoToMeeting. And it's cross-platform and runs on all kinds of different things. Now, I mentioned the big blue button, it's an open source project. It doesn't have the features of GoToMeeting. So, you know, I wanted to talk about the big blue button as an open source project and as a tool for education. But GoToMeeting is much better, slicker, and easier to use, definitely easier to use and easier to set up. You know, so there isn't really that much of a conflict from my perspective. But not only that, I felt like that I needed to be able to share about it. You know what I'm saying? So I decided to go ahead and do that. But it does not at all take away from our wonderful sponsor, Citrix Systems, and their great product, GoToMeeting. So do what it says here on the banner. Go to the GoToMeeting site. Click on the Try It Now button, okay? And then enter the special code word PODCAST. You'll be able to get 30 days free trial of the GoToMeeting software. And I tell you what, once you try it, you'll say, man, hey, this I got to have. So go ahead and sign up and get GoToMeeting. You will be glad you did. All right. Now, as far as the rest of the netcast, I will say this. I was in training all this week. VMware training for their vSphere 5.1 virtualization hypervisor. And whew, man, it was held Pacific time. And so the class for us here on the East Coast started at 10 in the morning. And it went until much later. And so it pretty much ate up my time. I didn't have a lot of time for blogging. I didn't have a lot of time for a lot of other things that I normally would do because, you know, it kind of ate into my evening a bit, late afternoon, early evening, whatever. And so that's why there's not as many articles this week on the Dr. Bill website and therefore the DrBill.tv, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon show. Okay, so just so you understand, just want to make sure that you don't think I've just been slacking off. Well, maybe a little. But anyway, no, it wasn't my intent to slack off. It was that I was in class. So there you go. And it was a good class, by the way. It was very high tech, very cool. Kind of fit into, because it was virtual, it was online. It was held Pacific time because they were out there on the West Coast. And me and a colleague from work were taking it virtually through our system. Matter of fact, this very computer that I'm using right now, I was connected and sitting here and taking the course. And of course, somebody's calling again on a Saturday. I think somebody does it just to give me a hard time. But I'm not going to get upset by it or whatever because I'm not going to answer the phone since I'm doing the netcast. So you can expect that if you call me on Saturday, I ain't answering. Just saying. Okay, so we had all kinds of crazy things happening. We had the training. We had the fact that it's May the 4th be with you day. We've had the fact that it's, you know, Free Comic Book Day, and that we're celebrating the birthday of the World Wide Web, all while having a netcast that's abbreviated because I was in class. So, there you go. So remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.